When I was 7, my family went on holiday to the south of France. My father, Stéphane Moreau, was from Berdillac, a village near Montpellier. 1,800 inhabitants, a baker's, a brasserie, 2 wineries, a carpentry workshop, and a football team. We were visiting our grandmother, who in the past few years had not left the village. As on all long drives, our father was wearing an old pale brown leather jacket, pipe stuck in the corner of his mouth. Our mother, who'd been dozing for most of the journey, put on a cassette of Beatles songs. She turned to me. "For you, Jules?" Paperback Writer, my favorite song back then. I sat behind her, humming along. The music was drowned out by my siblings. My sister had twisted my brother's ear. Martin, whom we all called Marty, screamed and complained to our parents.
"Stupid snitch!"
Liz pinched his ear again. They fought harder until Mother turned and gave them both a look. That look was a masterpiece. It conveyed understanding for Marty, with his mean sister, as well as for Liz with her annoying brother. But above all, it conveyed that fighting was utterly pointless. Furthermore, it even contrived to indicate that there might be ice cream for good children at the next petrol station. My brother and sister instantly stopped scrapping.
"Why do we have to go to Granny's every year?" asked Marty. "Why can't we go to Italy instead?"
"Because it's the done thing, and because your mamie loves it when you visit," said Father in French, not taking his eyes off the road.
"Not true. She doesn't like us at all. And she smells like so funny," said Liz. "Like old armchairs." "No, she smells like a moldy cellar," said my brother.
"Don't keep saying things like that about your mamie."
Our father steered the car round a roundabout. I gazed out of the window. Thyme shrubs, garrigue, and Kermes oak stretched off into the distance. In the south of France, the air was more fragrant, the colors more intense than at home. I put my hand in my pocket and played with the silver franc coins left over from last year. We reached Berdillac toward evening. In retrospect, the place always reminded me of a grouchy but essentially lovable old man who dozed all day. As in many parts of Languedoc, the houses were made of sandstone. They had plain shutters and reddish, weathered roof tiles bathed in the soft light of the setting sun. The gravel crunched beneath the wheels as our minibus came to a halt in front of the house at the end of the Rue Le Goff. There was something eerie about the building. Its facade was overgrown with ivy, its roof dilapidated. It smelled of the past. Our father got out first and bounced up to the door. Back then, he must have been in what you would call his prime. In his mid-30s, he still had thick, black hair and was friendly and polite to everyone he met. I would often see neighbors and colleagues standing round him when he spoke and listening, spellbound. The secret was his voice, soft, not too deep, not too high, with the merest hint of an accent. It encircled his listeners like an invisible lasso and drew them in. He was very highly thought of in his job as a chartered accountant, but the only thing that mattered to him was his family. Every Sunday he would cook for us all. He always had time for us children, and his boyish smile gave him an air of optimism. Later, though, looking at photos of him, I realized that something wasn't right, even then. His eyes. There was a spark of pain in them. Perhaps fear, too. Our grandmother appeared at the door. She had a wry set to her mouth and barely looked at her son, as if she were ashamed of something. They hugged each other. We children observed the scene from the car. Our grandmother was said to have been an excellent swimmer in her youth, and very well liked in the village. That must have been 100 years ago. Her arms looked fragile. She had the wrinkled head of a tortoise, and seemed scarcely able to bear the noise her grandchildren made. We were afraid of her, and of the sparsely furnished house with its old-fashioned wallpaper and iron beds. It was a mystery why our father wanted to come here every summer. Marty once said, later on, "It was as if he had to return year after year to the scene of his greatest humiliation.